Blog Talk Radio.
Now let's set the record straight. There's no argument over the choice between peace and war, but there's only one guaranteed way you can have peace, and you can have it in the next second. Surrender. Admittedly, there's a risk in any course we follow other than this, but every lesson of history tells us that the greater risk lies in appeasement. And this is the specter our well-meaning liberal friends refuse to face, that their policy of accommodation is appeasement. And it gives no choice between peace and war, only between fight or surrender. If we continue to accommodate, continue to back and retreat, eventually we have to face the final demand, the ultimatum. And what then? When Nikita Khrushchev has told his people, he knows what our answer will be. He has told them that we're retreating under the pressure of the Cold War, and someday, when the time comes to deliver the final ultimatum...
possession of crack cocaine, and also within that package...
The Jew tool black man has been given 500 years to rise above. Bad decisions still seem to be the talent they embrace. Yet somehow, it's all Whitey's fault.
Here, ladies and gentlemen, is themselves that they consider a communist atheist Jew as one of the tribe, as one of the boys, even though he's attacking religion.
What, Commander Rockwell? You mean like atheist like drag queen story hour? Atheist like pro-choice? Atheist like Common Core de-education? Or even perhaps atheist like the neon god they made and worship?
I didn't put him in there. Can you imagine a book called A Directory of Great Christians listing George Lincoln Rockwell as one of us? Or Adolf Hitler? Not yet, not for a while. You will see the day that that will be in. But right now, everybody's too scared. People are scared of these Jews, so they don't do it.
Scared of what, white man? Your own existence?
This was a classified document, so the guy let himself go a little bit. Listen to what he says. He says, it is probably unwise to say this loudly in the United States, but the Bolshevik movement is and has been since its beginning guided and controlled by Russian Jews of the greasiest type.
Anyway, we are simulcasting tonight with my podcast, Understanding the Times in Which We Live In, which actually they're both called Understanding the Times in Which We Live In today. Tonight I got a special podcast here lined up. I'm going to attempt to call the U.S. Army National Guard. I've done this before. I did it a couple years ago on my podcast show, so we're going to try doing it again. It's late. It's 9 p.m. here where I'm at, but 3 hours behind us there is California, so we're going to try locating somebody out in California. Now, I've done this, like I said before. I have some questions. I did call one place in Virginia, and I spoke to a recruiter there. I have his cell phone number, but he might be calling into the podcast. So I have some questions, and actually he agreed he'd come on and talk to me. And we're going to talk about the Washington, D.C., and what's going on down there and stuff. And he told me some things that I can't ask and whatnot. So that's if I can get him on, that's great. I'm not going to give his name until he can call in because I want to make sure. But if not, I'm going to call them out in California. Like I said, I've done this before. I think that was the day I called the NRA. And the Gun Owners of America. I think that was actually it was last year when they did the Virginia march up there when they were all walking around there, the Capitol, with their guns. And well, but I'm sure everybody can remember. But we are simulcasting, so I'll be on here live within about 4 minutes, and I'll take calls, of course, first if you guys want to. I don't like to keep people waiting, so call in, press the number 1. And those of you who are on my show, remember you can't call in the 657 number 383-0616. That's not the number to call tonight. Okay. All right. Be back in a couple minutes.
Unmuted.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. The consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN founders.
I had planned another closing message, but I feel compelled to say what I'm about to say. Now, I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government.
On the outskirts of the national capital today, black limousines with darkened windows converged on a hotel where private security guards imposed ironclad control. The limos carried royalty, political power brokers, and industrial titans to a secret meeting that will last all weekend. It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Money from our treasury is now being spent for this effort. We will have a new currency and a new constitution modeled on the Soviet Union's constitution. Our rights will not be inalienable, but they will be granted by government who can also take them away. This is terrorism of the most worst kind, brought on you by our own government. The strongest, freest nation in the history of mankind will be averaged into world communism.
All right, everybody, okay. Joseph Gibson here, podcasting live. Sorry for a little long there, beginning there, but I always like to play a little intro in the beginning, so I figured I'd do two, one from Bert's show, one from my platform, you know, and then if things get a little slow here halfway through, then I'll play a couple more, who knows, but I doubt it. I doubt it's going to get slow, especially if I got these phone calls lined up here. I did have another guest here that I wanted to bring on, too. They have not shown up. This week has been terrible. Even on my platform, I had three guests lined up. I even had an inmate calling in from a prison that was supposed to be there. Well, that one there, I can't blame for not showing up. I mean, you know, he doesn't really have too much of a choice. But he was from a California state prison, too. It was Lompoc, California, I believe it was. That was the prison. I think it was that he was calling a federal prison. And I was going to talk to him about the closing of the private prisons there that Biden's going to do. But that didn't happen either. So I haven't had no luck this week for some reason. And speaking of luck, man, I was at the gym doing shoulders and just had about 240 pounds on there and ripped my shoulder, man. Yeah, talk about pain. Oh, somebody distracted me, and, you know, you see, if you're not paying attention, and I didn't have a spotter, and choop, that's it. I kind of embarrassed myself there. Ba-bang! Fell on the floor and everything, and that was it. So, but I still got my left arm, though, thank God. You know, it didn't, you know, get ripped off. But, you know, but that's what happens when you do heavy weights. So, but, so I'm in, like, severe pain right now. I mean, it's just killing me. But I'm still going to do the show. I'll still do the podcast. Still fight through it and do the best I can. Hopefully I'll get some good calls here tonight. Hopefully we can keep the troll activity down the best way, best we can. You know, if the trolls are out there, hey, you know, you guys want to call in, joke around, do whatever you got to do. I mean, you know, this really isn't the place for it. And really, you know, following me from my show, it's, you know, I don't know how Bert takes, you know, but he's, you know, he doesn't mind. But still, I don't want to take away from the concept of the show. So, you know, just get lost. Go play in traffic or something, you know. Go play with Antifa or something. I don't know what the hell you guys do. But anyway, anybody want to talk here tonight, we'll bring you on here first before I start making the calls. Private caller, go ahead.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
Great.
What's on your mind? Talk to me. What's on your mind? You're the first caller. You were the first one last time, too. So, you're first right in line. So, that's good. I had, like, two more before you, but I figured I'd get to you first because you're a private number. I want to get that out of the way because usually a troll's calling from a private number. But go ahead. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah. Not a whole lot. Just a lot of, just
muted.
A lot of bullshit that's been going on. But, yeah.
As far as what bullshit, like as far as what? I mean, as far as your personal life or your school, or your education. I know last time you called, you were talking about your homework project.
Yeah, personal life.
Well, what is anything you want to talk about? You want to bring it up, put it out there? I mean, that's fine. I mean, you're more than welcome to. Like I said, open up your mic. Anybody can talk about whatever they want on my show. It's called Understanding the Times in Which We Live Today. So it doesn't have to be about, you know, NSM business or whatever. You know, it just could be whatever you want to talk about.
Politically, I guess, me and my rest of my family, like, we don't, like, I guess, coincide at all. Like, none of my family is
Sons of Liberty. We received this communication from the Rogue Nation Eternal Militia. It is an open letter to the New World Order. You have had control for so many years, played your war games, making money off both sides of the wars, robbing the common citizens of this nation every way we turn, our gas, our food, our utilities, our toys, etc. But the internet has turned out to be your own worst enemy. We know you now. Patriots like myself have researched and found out who you are, where you work, where you eat, where you live, where you play. We watch you every day. We are the guy sitting in the car across the street. We are that new guy who just joined your church or came to work for one of your companies. We live for the day when you will be dealt the same level of evil and cruelty you have been dealing all of humanity. You may know everything about us too, but we don't care. I pray that you try to round me up for one of your FEMA death camps, for you would rather tickle a tiger's ass and set a phone booth than try to take me alive. We fear you not. We may wait on you to make your first move to try to take our liberties, or we may go ahead and strike first and remove you from the face of the earth. All your money and power will not protect you from our vengeance, which we will have very, very soon. You forget there is strength in numbers. You forget there are still American patriots by the millions who will never submit to you or be your slaves. You forget about the 200 million firearms on the streets of America. All you New World Order thugs combined, Blackwater, the brainwashed military, the thug jackbooted cops, FEMA stormtroopers, United Nations peacekeepers, cannot even come close to defeating us. You will make your last and stupid mistake when you declare martial law and try to round us up. But we will fight to the death and take you with us. You should never sleep easy, for you never know when you may wake up in the middle of the night with a Colombian necktie and us standing over you, laughing, while you take your last breath and when we, the people, take this nation back from your evil grip. We will hunt you to the ends of the earth and shoot you down like mangy dogs. Sweet dreams, motherfuckers. That communication came in from a sniper. I suggest you think about what the fuck you're doing to our goddamn country. Now, a message from the Sons of Liberty concerning the New World Order. You're fucked.
Life is filled with interesting things. That's why I could never commit suicide. I'm having too much fun keeping an eye on you folks. Watching what you do. Human behavior. That's what I like. Humans do some really interesting things. Like, besides killing ourselves, we also kill each other. Murder. And we're the only ones who do that, by the way. Humans are the only species on Earth that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. Sometimes it's just fun. We're also the only species that deliberately kills members of another species for personal gain. Or pleasure. That's what hunters do. They kill for pleasure. That's us. Human beings. Interesting folks. Murderers. Here's an interesting form of murder we come up with. Assassination. You know what's interesting about assassination? Well, not only does it change those popularity polls in a big fucking hurry, but it's also interesting to notice who it is we assassinate. Did you ever notice who it is? Stop to think of who it is we kill. It's always people who've told us to live together in harmony and try to love one another. Jesus, Gandhi, Lincoln, John Kennedy, Bobby Kennedy, Martin Luther King, Medgar Evers, Malcolm X, John Lennon. They all said, try to live together peacefully. Bam! Apparently, we're not ready for that. Yeah, that's difficult behavior for us. Not too bright, folks. Not too bright. But if you talk to one of them about this, if you isolate one of them, you sit them down rationally, and you talk to them about the low IQs and the dumb behavior and the bad decisions, right away they start talking about education. That's the big answer to everything. Education. They said, we need more money for education. We need more books, more teachers, more classrooms, more schools. We need more testing for the kids. You say to them, well, you know, we've tried all of that, and the kids still can't pass the tests. They say, oh, don't you worry about that. We're going to lower the passing grades. And that's what they do in a lot of these schools now. They lower the passing grades so more kids can pass. More kids pass, the school looks good, everybody's happy, the IQ of the country slips another 2 or 3 points, and pretty soon all you'll need to get into college is a pencil. Got a pencil? Get in there. It's physics. Then everyone wonders why 17 other countries graduate more scientists than we do. Education. Politicians know that word. They use it on you. Politicians have traditionally hidden behind three things: the flag, the Bible, and children. No child left behind. No child left behind. Oh, really? Well, it wasn't long ago you were talking about giving kids a head start. Head start, left behind. Someone's losing some ground here. But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The big, the real owners, the big, wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media news, all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly shittier jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your fucking retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this fucking place. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
That's right. It's a big club, and you ain't in it. I see a couple people there joining the chat room there. All right, everybody. Joseph Gibson.
Do with his power as a gift illustrated in his great work, The Greatest Story Never Told. Yes, if you want to see the dangers that are facing the world today, just watch this film. One can see the actual facts, indisputable facts of what really happened at that time.
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson podcasting here live, understanding the times in which you live today. You know, it's trying to, you know, inspire people out there. You know, I mean, who do you want me to call next? The President of the United States? I mean, you know, you want me to get him on the phone? I mean, I can get the governor of North Carolina. Trust me, I can do it. So, you know, if you guys, if you want to hear me lecture you about the New World Order, that's fine. I really kind of want to hear what other people have to say. That's the objective here. I mean, I can call around these people, and all you're going to do is get lied to. So, these people are going to lie to you. I'm out here telling you the truth, the facts, and what's really going to happen. And yeah, go back in the history of the archives of my podcast. You know, everything I've said thus far has happened, okay? And, I'm not out here to preach doom and gloom, but I know one person was saying, yeah, the end's going to come. That's all you want to talk about. Well, I'm trying to wake people up. You're not awake? You're not awoke? Then keep doing what you're doing. Sit on your couch, watch your football, watch your baseball coming up this year. Or Super Bowl Dumb Bowl's coming up, right? The Dumb Bowl? That's coming up Sunday soon. Is it this Sunday, the Dumb Bowl, or next Sunday? You know, so watch that. You know? Oh, man. I don't know. Some of these people, there's so many messages I get. It's insane. But this guy right here, he's sending me an email right now. This guy, he was on last week. You know, hey, listen, the thing of it is the New World Order, yeah, I understand that it's been around a long time, this idea of the New World Order. You have to understand these people are these rich devils. They're evil. These people are evil. I mean, they're sexual perverts. I mean, Nancy Pelosi, look at her. She's a I wanted to ask that guy about Nancy Pelosi. I mean, first of all, why is she giving orders to the National Guard? You know, why was she directing the National Guard? Why was she in charge? You know, these are all questions that we, the people, are supposed to be asking. You know? I don't know. What's that, caller?
Isn't she not supposed to? Isn't that like the president's job?
Yeah, he's the commander-in-chief. That's what I always thought.
Yeah.
No, the governor. The governor's in charge.
We go now to Bernie Sanders, who is joining us, I think. Are you in New Hampshire, sir?
I'm in Vermont.
And you're
Vermont is the people's New Hampshire.
Right.
New Hampshire's the 1% of Vermont. I would never step foot in New Hampshire until
right.
The primaries.
Okay. Well, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I would like to say hello to you and to your listeners, specifically the ones who make less than $47,000 a year. Those are the hardworking Americans that I'm here to represent. Thank you, Glenn.
Yeah. Well, what about the other people that are, you know, making 50, 55, even 100,000?
Oh, you mean the Rockefellers of the United States that are sucking wealth out of the middle class, the hardworking middle class that's composed of people that work in coal mines and chimney sweeps? I've nothing to say to those people.
Yeah. So, what exactly is why do you think you've connected to the people so dramatically now?
I think we're finally awaking as a country that wealth is entirely dependent upon theft, and they're understanding that the way to handle it is to either take the money of rich people or potentially break them into smaller organs and pieces and redistribute them to the masses. And I am the only person that wants to actually take blood out of Jeff Bezos and resupply it to other more hardworking people.
You actually want his blood.
Yes.
Yeah.
That way, at that point, because you have access to the bank account if you have blood. Not a lot of people know that. But there was a law in the 70s that if you get somebody else's blood, you have some recourse to their checking account.
I don't think that's true, sir. Now, some of the proposals that you're making are, I mean, they sound like the former Soviet Union.
I will acknowledge they are robust proposals to try and save the United States from descending back into a plutocratic hellhole where aristocrats with top hats are beating coal orphans with whips for their amusement. Yes, Glenn, if that's what you mean.
People haven't worn top hats for a very long time, around the time of Abraham Lincoln, I believe.
And that is entirely due to the New Deal of FDR. If it weren't for FDR, there would be top hats everywhere and coal orphans living
right.
in caves.
So you're for the Green New Deal, I suppose.
I had a lot of problems with it, as I imagine you did. I thought it was fairly anemic. And very tiny in its scope. I thought it could have been 3-4 times more robust than it was. And when I'm elected president, I will make a hyper neon green deal that's new.
A hyper...
Hyper neon new green deal.
Okay. And what's in that hyper new green deal?
Thank you, Glenn. I appreciate that. I know you and I don't always see eye to eye.
Yeah,
however, I appreciate being able to spell out the policies. These are important to the working people of the United States.
It's okay.
The number one thing, Glenn, is Medicare for all. Now, I know what you're going to say, Glenn. You're going to say, how can the United States afford to pay for Medicare for all of the people of the entire planet Earth? And I tell you, we have enough money to do that, and it is unconscionable.
Wait a minute.
That the wealthiest country in the history of the world can't give health care to everyone on Earth.
So you want Medicare for all, for everybody.
For everyone on Earth, and if there are other planets that have life, we will also give it to them. But right now, everyone on Earth.
Okay. So do we have borders in your world?
Yes, we do. We do have borders because you have to be aware and conscious of rich people from other countries. You have to be able to stop them from coming in.
So you have borders around rich people?
Yes. Ideally, we would not let in anyone from the Cayman Islands or from Switzerland. Those two places are awful. And if we do not outright declare war on them, we should quarantine them.
Okay. All right. For instance, New York just rejected, Amazon, and they said New York doesn't need, Amazon's jobs. We create thousands of jobs every month anyway. We're bigger than Amazon. And you killed 25,000 jobs.
That, Glenn, this is a fundamental misunderstanding of how the economy works. The economy naturally produces wealth. It comes up, it kind of bubbles out of the ground. Like, you're probably a proponent of trickle-down economics. I'm a proponent of dribble-up economics, like from a septic tank. It rises from the bottom, and it just naturally happens. And evil people take more than their fair share. So the job of the government is to allocate theft, which is what all commerce is, into smaller units that are more equally distributed. And the people of New York did that. They saw the benefit in having a type of leader who is a technocrat with a sweater vest and having them in charge of money. That is the future of mankind, Glenn.
All right. So, Bernie, there's been a lot of dirt that has come out on you, that essay that you wrote about how men have a fantasy of women on their knees, bound and gagged and beaten. That's their sexual fantasy. And women, they're fantasizing about being raped by three men at once.
Glenn, that essay was a long time ago. I believe that was 1973, which is also the last time I had sex.
Right.
I have not had any relations since that time. I believe I should be expunged due to the good behavior that I've had.
Of not having any sex.
None at all. None at all. Until everyone's having an equal amount, I refuse to engage in carnal relations with any Americans.
Right. Okay. Are these things being like the videotape of you praising, Castro's revolution? You still stand by that?
Castro was a great leader and a great man. He did a lot of, he brought universal education to the island of Cuba. He was a fanatic for cigars. Yeah, but they were also made by good working Cubans, and he was an excellent baseball player, which I myself am a fan of. I don't know if you know this. I'm originally from Brooklyn,
but
the Brooklyn Dodgers were there right. until capitalists stole them and sent them to Los Angeles.
Okay, but Castro himself was a killer. I mean,
Castro had a couple of details. You know, all leaders have a couple of things that maybe are foibles that they have to deal with. You know, I frequently am criticized on my fashion because I like to store the two suits that I own in a Pringles can. Does that detract from my excellent policy chops? I say no.
But having a crumpled suit and killing, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, I wouldn't compare them.
I think the issue, Glenn, is we're trying to make a better, more just, more equitable society. Occasionally, people might die, but they will die less than in a capitalist system, which is based on making a puree out of workers and then giving it to cows to feed them, and then we eat the cows, and that creates gases. There's all sorts of cycles that I don't think you're acknowledging in the capitalist system.
Some might say that you're crazy, Bernie.
I am crazy, like FDR was crazy. I'm crazy for justice, crazy for equality. Does that make me crazy, Glenn? I say no.
Okay. All right. Just one more question. You know, you've come out against Howard Schultz.
Yes.
Because he's wealthy.
Yes.
But you said to run as an independent is horrible. You are an independent.
I am an independent strategically when it suits the ambitions of me and the working class people. Howard Schultz is a billionaire. Every billionaire is a policy disaster in the United States. I think his money should be taken and every Starbucks should be converted into some sort of organic farming facility for iceberg lettuce, not for kale. Kale is the top 1% of vegetables.
All right.
Just for iceberg lettuce.
All right. So you're for the Democratic Party. All the rifts between you two have healed. There's nothing but love with you and the Democratic Party.
I am a strong proponent of the Democratic Party. I am enjoying the Democratic Party. I'm proposing legislation actively that we should all legally be friends. And I believe once that's passed, that we will usher in a new utopia.
All right. And just if anybody wants to pitch in on your campaign, what do you recommend?
You can go to my website, Bernie Sanders, two suits and a crumpled Pringles can .org. The other ones were already taken, unfortunately, but that one was still available.
Right. Okay.
And you can go there and donate on my Patreon account. And I'm trying to crowdfund a new state in between Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
A new state?
Yes, it's going to be Vermont too, and it will be Vermont only slightly better. So there's a lot of projects to get involved in. The main one is to get me elected president. I think I'm going to pull it off this time. If I don't, I'm going to keep doing it at least to 2040.
All right. Thank you very much, Bernie Sanders, for being a part of the program.
All right, everybody. Wacky Bernie there. I just think, if he's going to live to be about, 150, you know, how old is that guy now? He's pretty old. He's going to run again, probably. He'll probably run against Biden, you know, and Kamala, you know, Kamala Harris there. She'll be president. I just don't see Biden making it that long. I mean, I was talking to somebody about that earlier today, you know, and actually at the gym before I got hurt. They were saying, you know, this was a liberal, and they can't see anything wrong with Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. I mean, it's just like they're possessed or something. And if you start having a discussion with them about policy or anything, they automatically, like, this fire comes in their eye, and they become imagine if I told them about this podcast. Oh, Lord. They would just imagine people. I like to, you know, I wanted to ask that, actually. What's the reaction people give when the NSM there does their rallies? Like, for instance, you know, how do they come out? Do they, like, spit at you and throw things at you? I mean, is there any, like, what do they do? You know, it's like, because when they see the swastika, you're a Nazi scumbag, you know, or whatever. I can just only imagine the freak out that they do. You know, I think, you know, how they act or they react. I mean, it's like, I think I did a podcast a few weeks ago there, and this homosexual called in, and I was bashing gays, or not bashing, I was just telling the facts of what, you know, I don't support the homosexual, their acts. You know, I think it's disgusting. And one person called in, and it was a LBGTQ or whatever they call themselves, BQ plus or whatever, called in. He was angry, I don't know what it was, but just flipping out on me, man. And it was just, you know, I was no good, I'm evil, and hey, you know. So I can only imagine when NSM there, they go out and they do their, you know, their events that they do, and they organize, they're out there marching or doing. I can only imagine the people, how they're yelling and screaming and calling you names and everything. It's just, oh man, they must go crazy. It's just like a something like a light turns on in their head, like the bug out light. You know, I can't believe it. You know, like when Trump won, when all the liberals were flopping on the ground, you know, crying. And, there was a pizza place over here in Summerfield, North Carolina. And I remember the Trump, when he won, they said he was in the kitchen. He was a cook. He was throwing pots around, crying, because he was a, you know, he's a diehard liberal. And he was literally bawling his eyes out that Hillary did not win. And it's just insane. Insane. I just don't get it. I just don't understand it. Joe, what happened to the deviants that clogged up your chat room? Somebody said, hey, flycatch there. Well, I'm on another platform right now, obviously, so they're dwindling away. I'm not paying too much attention to them. They MSM and Congress are awash with homosexuals and lesbians. Flycatch. Yeah, you called in a few times, Flycatch, in my podcast there, but thanks for listening here in the chat room. Yeah, the deviants. Yeah, they come in. They were here last week, and they attack. They call in, but for the most part, I'm trying to keep them off the phone line tonight, you know, with their nonsense and the retarded ones that call in, too. But, you know, I'll give them a voice if they want to call in. I mean, if they want to just act stupid and make fools of themselves. But don't play into it. I think it's more or less a turnoff for the people out there that are trying to get a message from the podcast. Because if you notice, there's really a message here I'm trying to bring. You know, if we talk to the National Guard tonight, right, okay, I mean, one of my guests didn't show up, so I couldn't get the full message across. And if you listen to the things that I play, there's a reason for it, you know. There's, you know, like George Carlin thing. You know, there's a reason. You know, you're trying to wake people up, and you put this together in your head. And most of it comes natural. I mean, it's like Bert when he does his podcast, or the other podcast hosts on this platform. I've listened to their podcasts, and they're pretty good. They have an agenda. You know, they have the way they go about doing things. You know, and how they bring their message across. It's not, you know, people don't understand. It's not easy either, you know, because you know, you're talking to a lot of different people, and sometimes you get, you know, thrown for a curve there, you know, and you got to deal with it. And like me, when you're dealing with a magnitude of pain, a scale of 1 to 10, a 10.5 right now, you know, it's difficult to talk and keep a good train of thought. So, I'm kind of glad they're not there, flycatch in the chat room, you know. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. The, you know, Congress are, you know, dead. What do you think about the Washington, D.C. thing, flycatch? I don't think I asked you about that there. And I think I put that in the chat room there a few weeks ago. You know, that's what we were talking about tonight, too. But, hey, if no one wants to chip in here tonight, I don't know if anybody's having problems getting through. One person said he couldn't get through. I don't know why. The board isn't full, but one person sent me a message and said he couldn't get through. Says it appears the National Guard troops are not supporting the Biden administration. Well, I don't know. The people that I spoke to said, they were there to protect the Capitol, which, you know, I don't know if they were supporting Biden, but they were, you know, they'll do whatever they're told to do, I guess. We live in a different time, they said. You know, it's not the same military that our uncles and grandparents served in. That's what the guy said on the phone, you know, and he tried to clear that up at the latter half of the conversation. You know, those interviews usually don't last too long, but, you know, like I said, I would have probably went at him a little harder there. But, you know, it happens, you know. I don't know if you remember Flycatch when I called the National Guard. I had Barry on there. Barry Croft, he's one of the guys that got arrested for the attempted governor kidnapping there in Michigan. He was he's always calling to my podcast over there. And, you know, he was – I remember he was on there with me when I was called up the NRA and whatnot and the Gun Owners of America, and then we called the National Guard. You know, because everyone was talking about gun confiscation. You know, they're going to come take our guns. Remember the Virginia rally? 20,000 of them are up there, and you know, marching around with the AR-15s, and you know, it's they were going to take our. You know, I don't foresee them taking our guns right now. You know, the 6 stages of the New World Order that I announced the other night, I read off. It's that plan is still going to go in phases. Like I said, it's going to be more of a registration, taxation type of thing. Your magazines that you put in your rifle, you know, they're like, for instance, here in North Carolina, there's no limit. I mean, you could buy a 100-round drum, you know, so there's nothing. But in the state of Connecticut, it's illegal. I think it's 10 bullets and more. It's illegal. That's where I'm originally from, Connecticut. So that's illegal up there. So, and then to buy ammunition, you have to register. You have to have your ammunition registered too up in Connecticut. I'm not sure about that, but I know all your semi-automatic weapons And any magazines over 10 rounds, you're not allowed to have. So that's in the state of Connecticut. But, you know, I know Class 3, forget about it. If you had a Class 1, a Class 3 license in the state of Connecticut, very difficult to get. You'll never get it up there. And it's and Connecticut's weird. It's a concealed carry state. You have to make sure if you carry a handgun in Connecticut, it has to be concealed. So if you're standing in line at McDonald's, and this happened to my boss actually up there, if you stand in line at McDonald's or Burger King or whatnot, and you have a pistol on your side and it's not completely concealed, and someone standing behind you notices it, and they call the police and make a complaint, you lose your license, you lose your permit to carry. That's if they see it. Now, of course, you know, they can't just make up a story. I saw a gun on him, and you did have one, but they'd have to describe it, I would imagine, you know. But I don't know. They'd probably SWAT team them. I mean, it's a very liberal state. So it's what a contrast from the back in the day when 1991 they had Governor Wacky up there. Governor Wacky, he campaigned on a no state income tax. He campaigned on it, got elected, and then he had to implement a state income tax. Flat out lied, like they all do. Well, you know, they had 60,000 people up at the Hartford, Connecticut there demonstrating, and you want to talk about protests, man, they were ready to get that. And I'll tell you what, I will give that guy, he's died since then, but he walked right through the crowd and spoke to people, and they were yelling out, "You bastard, you son of a bitch, you know," and they're spitting at him, and they, you know, and he walked right through the crowd, right through them, all of them, and, you know, started talking to people. So he was a big guy. He was like 6'7". He was a big guy, but, you know, He lied, though. He lied to the people. That's what they all do, right? I mean, that's how the politicians are. You know, they promise one thing and then do another, you know? So that's just the way it goes. So anybody out there want to talk here tonight, I'm going to give you one last chance. Press number one. Phone number is 516-453-6058, and I will bring you aboard live, unscreened, and uncensored. All right, I got one here. Everyone's put their hand up. All right. I mean, come on, people. You want to jump in here and talk? I want to hear somebody else's voice here. So go ahead. Private caller again. Go ahead.
Mr. Joseph Gibson, this is John Doe. How are you this evening, sir?
Hey, how you doing, partner?
Oh, I'm doing fine. It could be better, but it could be worse. In a way, all of this stuff going on